you came back to Tulsa in 98, and you lived here then for some time.
Yeah, I spent a little time because my sister bought a home place for us there in Tulsa. I didn't stay there. I did stay in California, but I'd come back and check with them and spend a little time with them and going back to California.
But then
I fooled around there and made up my mind to live there in Tulsa, and I married there. After we married, I made up my mind to take my wife and go back to California.
We should point out that we are talking to you now from your home in Seattle, Washington.
That's right, Auburn.
Auburn, Washington. Otis, when we think back on the race riot and the fact that the city was really silent about the riot for about 75 years, and that many Tulsans grew up, attended school, studied Oklahoma history, and said that many years ago they did not know about the riot, that the city was quiet about it. What are your feelings about that?
That's about right. But the Ku Klux Klan was in power, and they stayed in power for years. The Negroes had to stay on one side of town, and the whites on the other.
Actually, the race riot sent you to California, and you started living a better life out there than if you'd stayed right here in Oklahoma. Now you are 106 years old today. To what do you owe this long life of 106? Why do you think you've lived to 106?
I don't know myself, other than trying to warn the folks that if you're on God's side, you was on the right side.
How strong are you here at 106? Do you walk with a cane or a walker?
No, I don't use either one.
You are absolutely amazing. What do your doctors say about your condition?
I'm not on medication or nothing.
You're not on any medication?
No.
You are absolutely amazing. Did you feel...
I just have to thank God to try to tell the younger folks that on his side is the best side to be on.
Otis, how would you like to be remembered?
As being blessed to be saved from the powers of Satan unto God. See, I wasn't on God's side all the time. I was on the Satan's side, doing everything I thought the world was doing, doing bad things. But through the goodness of God, he let me get saved and get on his side. And I'm telling the young folks that if you're on God's side, you're on the winning side. If you're not on God's side, you're a loser. The devil can't save you. The devil going to lose himself. The devil going to get put in hell. So you follow him. You have to go to hell. So you don't want to go to hell. You want to get on God's side and go to heaven and live with God.
Otis,
can't beat that, can you?
No, you can't beat that. When they were talking about reparations or paying money to those who were survivors, which you were, did you believe that you should be paid money by the state or the federal government?
I heard that, but it never did materialize, in other words, come to reality in my life.
You know, you could possibly have, as other blacks may have, a resentment toward whites and what they did to Tulsa. Do you feel any of that resentment?
Well, you're taught that, but if you get converted, God forgives you. You don't bother about it at all. Real Christians don't bother about the riot and stuff no more. Somehow or another, God just takes it out of their mind. They don't have the mind of what we used to suffer. We have the mind of Christ. And the book tells you, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, a mind to love and to do right.
Well, you have done a great job here, and it's just hard to believe that I'm talking to a 106-year-old man. You're the oldest man I've ever talked to, and by your pictures, you sure don't look 106.
That's God's doing.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for telling us this story and for taking the time with us today. We really appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you, though. May God bless you, too.